And he said, I drove up to the McDonald's order deal the other day, and I told him, I said, give me a Big Mac with fries and a milkshake to go, and I'm in a hurry. He said, I drove around, the woman took my money, and I said, where's my food? And they said, well, it's going to be right here. He said, I must have had to wait at least a minute or a minute and a half. And he said, I'm there fussing, where's my food? I'm in a hurry, I got to go. He said, I'm probably the only guy in the world that puts food in a microwave and set it up there, and while it's cooking, I say, hurry up and get through. I need to get out of here in a microwave. But is that where so many of us live today? I mean, we live in a place like that. We're too set up on doing everything right now, you know? And so we want to do things like that. But God, He's not in any bigger hurry today than He was 5,000 years ago. You know, He's not in a hurry. And so He says, no matter what happens, do not throw away your confidence and your confident trust in the Lord. He says, remember the great reward He brings to you. Now, what would be the great reward it would bring to you? What did it bring to you? It brought healing of a lifelong incurable disease. But it took Him a while to do it. Now then He says, be patient, because that patient endurance is what you need now. Patience. Now, that's something I don't do that very well. You know, I want patience now, don't you? Yeah. I don't want it next week. I want it now. You know, so you will continue to do God's will. Now then, patient endurance is what you need now, so you will continue to do God's will. See, this is the thing right here. So we will do His will. The thing about it is, we're here thinking we're here to do our thing. You know, it's my life. I'll do with it what I want to. Or it's my body. I'll do with it whatever I want to. No, it's not about you and me. It's about Jesus. What are we supposed to be here to do? We're to produce fruit for the kingdom of God. That's what you and I as Christians are supposed to be doing, producing fruit for the kingdom of God. And in the process of doing that, He said we're supposed to do it without any grumbling and complaining. I know y'all are better than me. I know none of you would grumble and complain in the course of a day. None of you, you know. But we do. But Dave and I have learned the hard way that when we grumble and complain, in fact, Dave's gone a notch beyond me. He said, I've learned even when I think grumbling and complaining, God gets me. Isn't that what you told me, Dave?
Oh, that's exactly what I told
you. Yeah. I mean, he said, all I got to do is start thinking. Somebody does something to me I don't like, whether it's his wife or me or whoever, he just, that wasn't me, huh? Isn't he nice? Hey, now be truthful. God will get you for that too, you know. But when somebody does something we don't like, even if we just think grumbling and complaining, you know, we've learned there's a consequence. And so we don't want to go there. So if we'll continue to do God's will, He says, then you will receive all that He has promised. All that He has promised. Now then, you know, sometimes we don't understand God's promises. And I think about this precious little lady right here that just lost her husband. You know, they were married a lot of years and they had a most wonderful relationship. But he just went home to be with Jesus. But he was about 82 years old. But that's great, you know, that he got to graduate out here and go home. But I know of a case, of course, where there was another great man of God, and he was an engineer like I was, and this guy built buildings, designed equipment, done all kinds of things. He was a great man of God. He's married to a wonderful wife. She loved God with all her heart. And one day, he was 69 and a half years old. They were driving out toward Denver to do something, and all of a sudden the Lord spoke to him and said, get all your projects totally cleared up and finished. I have a special project for you on your 70th birthday. Wow, he looked at her and said, did you hear that? She said, hear what? He said, the Lord just spoke to me. You didn't hear that voice? She said, no, I didn't hear it. He said, well, the Lord told me. He said, just spoke to me. Told me to get all of my projects finished. And on my 70th birthday, He's got a special project for me. So he said, I got to get these things cleared up. So So she said the next 6 months he worked diligently. She asked him, "What do you think this special project is?" He said, "I've always wanted to go to Israel and build a building. I just know God's going to send me to Israel to do something wonderful for him. I just know it." So man, he got all of these projects all completed, everything. And on his 70th birthday, the day of his 70th birthday, he called his children, sons, grandchildren, all the wives and everything. He had them all to come to their home, but they live in Oklahoma. He had them all come, and he said, "We're going to celebrate my birthday the day before my birthday because God spoke to me and told me he had a great project for me to do on my 70th birthday. So I don't know what it's going to be, but I got a feeling he's going to send me to Israel. And I don't know how this is going to come about, but said, we're going to celebrate my birthday one day early." So all the children, grandchildren, and everything was there. They had a great day. His wife tells me, said, it was a wonderful day like we'd never had with everybody. And said they all went home about 10 o'clock that night. And said finally about 11 o'clock, we said, let's go to bed and see what God's got for me tomorrow. So she said we did. We went to bed, and she said about 1:30 in the morning, I heard him struggling, and said I woke up to turn over just in time to see him take his last breath. Now see, he graduated and went home, and I can only imagine when he stepped out of this body, I can only imagine when the Lord met him there and said, "Now then, that special project I've got for you, son, come on, let me show you what I got for you."
Oh, boy.
Now see, we don't understand this side of it, do we? We don't understand that side. But you got to realize that we're here just temporary. You know, and if we'll serve him and love him and worship him, he's got a special something for every one of us in the kingdom. You know, but while we're here, he wants us to learn. He wants us to produce fruit for the kingdom. And he wants us to learn how to walk in health. We know that. And, of course, Dave, of course, worked his out. He did remain faithful. And, of course, you know, he did get healed, but it took a long time, 20 months. But we learned a lot of things. I learned a lot of things through Dave's healing, and Dave sure learned lots of things through his healing. But, you know, we all learn from these things. So, but anyway, on that scripture right there, just remember, the Lord's promises are always yes and amen. So don't ever throw them away. If you don't get your answer in a minute or 5 minutes or 5 weeks or 5 months, don't throw away your confidence in the Lord. Stand strong on His mighty promises, because they're always yes, and they will bring forth healing. All that may take you 2 years, like it did Dave, I hope it don't, but it did him nearly. So, but he got healed, and now then we look behind that. That's behind us, and we're grateful that's behind. Amen. You know, so now then it's a good deal. Okay, now let's go to Proverbs chapter 3. Let's see what the Lord says here. This is NLT translation, Proverbs chapter 3. My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. Now see, right there he's telling us to hide the word or store the word in our heart. Now then, if you're like I was most of my life, I didn't do that. I didn't store or hide those commands in my heart. Because look what he says they will do. When you hide His commands in your heart, you have them readily available to you anytime you need them. For these commands, they will give you a long and satisfying life. Now, I don't know about you, but I like that part. Mm-hmm. Don't you, Joseph?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it was last night when Dave and I went. Was it yesterday? No, it was Saturday when we went over and got that steel, wasn't it? Yeah. Saturday, Dave and I went over and picked up a load of steel to do some stuff there at the ministry. And on the way back, we were talking about some of these things and some of the things we're doing. And Dave made some kind of a statement like that. Well, you know, something about if I died, you know, or whatever, or when I went home to be with the Lord or whatever, about what was going to be going on here. I said, yeah, the Lord's done it. But I said, I want you to know, and I'm telling the Lord, I ain't ready to come home yet. I said, He promised to satisfy me with a long life. And I said, I'm not through having fun on this earth yet. You know, I love serving the Lord. I love working. I love playing. You know, I love flying our airplanes when we get a chance. You know, I told somebody a while ago, and I'll tell you that when after we got back from all these trips, it's been a month, I hadn't even been to the airport. And I thought, my goodness gracious, I sure would love to go flying. So the other afternoon when we'd been downtown ministering to some people, and on the way home, I told Cheryl, I said, I'm going to stop by the airport. She said, I got to go to my office. I got some things I got to do. I said, but I hadn't been out to the airport in a month. I don't even know if the airplanes are still there. I want to at least go see them. She said, oh, you don't have to see them. I said, yeah, but I'm going to. So we drove by there, and when we got up there, I pulled up their front. I said, you know, let me kick the chocks out from under one of them. Let's fire one of them and go for a flight. She said, oh, goodness gracious. She said, I've got so many things to do. I need to go back to the office and get to work. I said, okay. So I just drove on to the house and to the office, and Cheryl got out. She went directly in her office, and I walked in the kitchen, and Dave was in there. I said, boy, isn't it a beautiful day outside? He said, looks like a good day to go flying, doesn't it? And I said, let's go. And I said, don't tell nobody. You know, so, man, we just grabbed our stuff and ran out there and got in the airplane, and nobody even knew we were gone. You know, we got out there, and he wanted to go as much as I did, you know. So we kicked the chocks out, pulled it out, pre-flighted it, cranked it up, and went around a pattern. We flew around a little while. We had a great time and come back in, landed just about dark. And, you know, but we had a great little flight there. I enjoyed that. You know, that gave me a few minutes of rest. You know, then we could come back, and then I could get into Word. My mind's, all set now, and I've had a few minutes of, you know, real fun. But I enjoy doing those kind of things. Don't you enjoy having fun in your life? You know, it's so much fun. Yes, Joseph?
I enjoy it for you.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Gloria and I saw you when you flew over our house. We looked up and we said, there goes Thurman.
Praise the Lord. We fly all over this area. You know that?
every time we see a twin engine plane go over our house, I said, there goes Thurman.
There goes Thurman. Yeah, sometimes it might be, but sometimes it may not be either. But yeah, but praise the Lord, we do enjoy flying those little airplanes. I tell you, we have so much fun. But anyway, the Lord says if we'll store up His commands in our heart, they will give us a long and satisfying life. Now, I want you to stop and think, how many people do you know personally in the church that did not have a long, or the life they have is not satisfying?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.